Although, ironically, if I were to fall over right now, I think I would actually crack my head open on a helmet, which is delightful.
Slightly ironic.
Yeah. Mostly amusing. Welcome to SitSock, everybody. This is Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kevin.
And Kevin.
Speaking to you from all of our individual bunkers, placed thousands of feet below the surface of the Earth, where we can take advantage of the geothermal energy to power our microwave ovens.
Just so far.
I'm just cooking straight over the lava, man.
I mean, it works. It works. It's a bold move, Cotton.
Wait, when did you guys go underground? Why am I still not underground?
Kyle.
Kyle, we talked about this because you're a super mutant.
Is that why I have a third arm now? And that's not just another name for my penis.
The love sausage?
No, that's the fourth leg.
That's the love sausage.
Wait, how many legs?
How many legs is a person supposed to have nowadays?
Sorry, what?
That's how many I have.
2 to 4.
Yes.
Anywhere between 5 and 7. Oh,
point of order, the average is like 1 point something, right?
Oh shit, you're right.
Damn those people bringing down the averages.
I don't think we're supposed to damn them, Kyle.
Oh. Did you get your ergo chair yet?
Yes.
I'd like to hear your thoughts on that.
Talk to us.
I am
of this.
Trying to consider if I should take the armrests off.
Interesting. Why is that?
Because I think my armrests cause my shoulders to go up, which causes them to be tense.
Can't you just lower them?
No, they're at the bottom of they can possibly be.
God damn.
My arms are very long.
Oh, interesting. My arms must be really short.
So, where I'm at, if I'm not sitting bolt upright with my butt wedged into the back of the seat,
which you should be, kids.
Yes.
Yes. Correct. Excellent posture
for
is
the
a must.
Kids that listen to this podcast.
If kids listen to this podcast, we're fucked.
Yeah, I just made a dick joke earlier. Problems. Damn it.
I also made a dick joke earlier, but mine was also referencing a show that kids shouldn't watch, so maybe I'll get away with it.
So your only criticism is that you think you want to take the arms off, right?
No, I mean, I don't have any other criticisms except that putting it together was a little weird. Joe, did I just see you started playing a video game?
No, sorry. It did start up, but I didn't mean it to. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, like, Joe's just sitting here playing Heroes of Might and Magic Heroes.
Sorry. It's the last thing I was doing.
Joe? I'm glad you weren't fucking playing here last week.
Last year. It's been a full year.
Last episode. I'm glad he's dead. I don't miss him at all. I like it overall. The headrest is adjustable, and I feel like I'm not ever using it quite right. The instructions were a little unclear and actually did not match the parts that I got.
Me
and
too.
I had to get a little creative.
Yeah. But there was just one of them where, like, I think part of the chair that it was like old instructions and it looked like the part that it was referencing was already built nowadays.
Yeah, pre-assembled. Like, but then they sent me the wrong screws.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
So I had to get a little creative and it might not be stable. And also, this is on me, but maybe. The casters did not fit right into the wheels, and I had to jam them in a couple times. Like, the plastic didn't quite line up right on the cast. Mm. And I'm a little frustrated on that one, but the rubber coating on the top of the armrest and the foam on the butt and the mesh on the back were all holding up nicely.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm willing to live with a half-ass plastic cast if the rest of those pieces are nice. Although I also did swap out their crappy casters for the ones I bought yonks ago that are super huge. Because the regular ones are, what, 2.5 inches?
Yeah,
how long is a yank?
2 inch, yeah.
It's a long period of time. It's like a yank, but different vowel.
But it's no longer.
I swapped it out for, I think the ones I have are maybe 3.5, 4 inches, which work a lot better on carpet.
Oh, okay.
And as a result of that, it pushes the whole chair up a little bit, which gives me a higher height, which means it fits better with my keyboard setup foot hammock thing. Because the original casters, I couldn't quite get it high enough for my body to be comfortable.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think that's kind of what I liked about this chair. Is like I have a chair that we got at the beginning of COVID, and it's like all mesh. Like, so it doesn't have a cushion on the bottom. It's got mesh on the bottom, and it's not bad. Yeah. It just kind of feels like you're sitting in a little bit of a hammock. You know, I'm never sure if it's just gonna, like, you know,
a
break through or something. And like But that's really cool. Like, it lets airflow, and I can fart in it without worrying about stinking up my cushion, right?
Yes.
All solid reasons.
And so this chair doesn't have that kind of same type of, like mesh hammock. It's got an actual cushion, so I kind of need to, like, stand up or adjust when I fart. But the back is a mesh, and the headrest is a mesh, so it's still got, like, a little bit of airflow.
If you get the back farts, then you're good to go.
Yeah, or I can sit in it without a shirt and not worry about, you know, like, getting...
And I'm glad you said that, because I also have sat in it without a shirt, and I found it to be much more comfortable than a...
Look, I'm not going to give a half-assed review of this chair. I want people to know what they can do in it.
Well, the first chair I was using before Rona started was a leather chair, and that is not one you want to sit with a shirt in. You stick to it, it's not good.
Now, I will say, you do not want to sit in the ergo chair completely naked, necessarily. That's a recipe for disaster if you're a, you know...
Hairy boy?
Yeah, if you sweat down there, if you don't wipe good enough, if you use a bidet but don't let it dry off. I don't know, there's just lots of reasons not to sit in a computer chair naked.
All just terrible options in general.
I think in general, I would discourage anybody from sitting in any office furniture naked, although I would never discourage anybody from sitting in any office chair shirtless.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like it too, I guess.
Have to
like
ponder that.
Final review. I like it too. I don't have an issue with the armrests because my arms aren't like fucking Lanky Kong from the Donkey Kong 64 game. So like, Lanky Kong. Dankty Kong? It's like Diddy Kong and Donkey Kong.
I'm just making noises.
So I don't mind it. And like, I like that when I'm sitting at my computer doing stuff for gaming and recording and watching movies and stuff, I can.
Yeah. The main thing I also ran into is the armrests hit my keyboard tray if I turn, so in order to get out, I have to roll back and then turn, and it's annoying.
Yeah, my keyboard's on top of my desk, so I can see how that would be like a different issue for a different desk type. Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
there you go, guys. You know, ergo chair is expensive. One of the things that you were talking about, though, with getting the wrong screws. So my parents came up a while ago, and that caused us to do a bunch of house stuff, right? Because, you know, technically we're like leasing our house from them. Or whatever you call when you're like not when you own the house, but you only own it if you keep paying for it, you know.
Mortgage.
Yeah, exactly.
That thing we all have.
So we were doing stuff up here to make sure it stays in good shape, like replacing like fire detectors and carbon monoxide detectors and all blah blah blah, right? And so
for the record, that doesn't matter.
What doesn't matter?
I mean, if it's a mortgage. They can't dictate what you do with it.
Oh, I know, but, you know, when I inevitably get fired from my job and they have to foreclose, I want it to be in good shape for them to sell.
Or, you know. That's very thoughtful of you, yeah.
I mean, it's all in the family, right?
Yeah.
So, we were doing lots of stuff around the house. We fixed a bunch of things. We moved, like, patio furniture around, so our front patio was completely empty, so we started ordering stuff to, like, we have a bunch of furniture out there and a rug and some tables, and so it's, like, an actual place you can sit now. And it was interesting to see the varying degree of how much money you spend on furniture that's shipped to your house versus how accurate the parts in the box are, right? Like, we got an umbrella for, like, $100, and it didn't come with any screws. And I'm like, this seems like a problem because this umbrella is really heavy, and if you can't countersink it into the ground with all these – or into the base with all these screws, then you don't have an umbrella, right? But then when we spent, like –
Well,
you know,
you had an umbrella.
Yeah, right.
And you will for just a short while.
Hundreds of dollars on. Well, by the way, if you've never bought exterior furniture before and wanted it to be like comfortable, it costs a fucking arm and a leg. Like it is
stupid.
It's insane. If you're ever wanting to see how expensive it can get, just go online or go to a Christie Sports and like understand that a chair you're sitting in is about $2,000. And you're like,
dude,
are you fucking serious?
That's straight up why Laura and I fucking started looking on Nextdoor and building our own.
Yeah.
Like, all the shit we made out of pallets, like, I got from the back of a fucking, like, tech company down off of, like, Iris Road or some shit that they're just like, yeah, no, come pick them up. However many you can carry, you can fucking take. And we just sanded them down and reshaped them into benches and a bar.
Yeah.
And just cover them in a polyurethane coating that's UV safe and you'll fucking have the same experience.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Or you could do $4,000, like you were saying.
I guess like this is like an aside adventures of homeowning podcast now since the majority of us are now there, but yeah. Anyway, I'm surprised that with the ergo chair you were missing the screws. I would have just replaced the screw. They would probably have sent them to you for free had you called them.
No, sorry, I was zoned out for a second there. I my main problem was that it wasn't that they had missing screws, it was the screws they sent me didn't work. So it was like...
Sounds like missing screws.
either you sent me screws that were too short, or you misseated your threaded inserts in the wrong part of the plastic. But I think I just kind of skipped a couple washers and called it good.
You know.
Washers.
I bought like a gamer chair, like full on like those streamer dudes. And it was literally the cheapest one I could find.
Like the one that looks like a race car?
Oh yeah, absolutely. The nice. Gamer chair.
Yeah.
And it like reclines and everything, but it was the cheapest one I could find. But I replaced like a Herman Miller with it.
Wow.
Because the Herman Miller was so old and worn out that like the mesh butt, like I sunk so far down that it just like rested on a bar. So my butt just was like sitting directly on a metal bar.
That's what was happening with my chair before I got the replacement. Like when I'd lean back, it was basically like a recliner, but it wasn't supposed to do that. Like, it was just like all the screws holding in the right spots and not like just dumping me out of the back of the chair.
Just torquing out of where they are.
Like, so you had the bar. So if you put the bar in, you could lean back about halfway. And if you took the kind of lock bar out for the seat to actually lean back, you would lean back like parallel with the ground almost.
I have to say, though. Go ahead, Kevin.
This chair is actually, it's like the biggest, most comfortable butt pad.
The one that you have at your house? Found.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one I have now. Nice.
The armrests are kind of cheap, but it's got like a headrest kind of thing and like a back support, and it's definitely looks like you stole it out of like a street racer's car, but man, it's pretty comfortable, gotta say.
That's what I noticed when I was shopping around. They're like, do you want this gamer chair that looks like a bucket seat from a racing vehicle, or do you want like an ergonomic chair? Because those seem to be the two, or like the leather ones that are so expensive you can't afford them if you have...
The
like,
executive, I don't actually sit in this chair. It's just a show of power in my empty office.
I don't sit in it because it's terribly uncomfortable, but it looks really nice,
I'm always traveling for my job, so it's just there to intimidate the peons.
So, like, yeah, Kevin, I was going to go down that route, but I heard really mixed things about... I just didn't want to go for a gamer chair like that, and I just decided to go for, like, one that I could use elsewhere if I needed to and wouldn't be like, what the fuck did you, what did you buy that chair when you were like 15 and like you couldn't fit it in your car because you're too dumb, and then like you just decided to turn it into an office chair?
Well,
like,
I
no,
am
this
15,
is just what cars
so.
Are look, these are what chairs look like now. But I heard a lot of good reviews about a lot of them. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, no, I don't regret it.
The other thing is that I'm too fat for most of those chairs. Like,
no brag rats.
A lot of those like gamer chairs aren't built for people over 250, and I weigh 300, so I gotta get like fat people chairs that like won't break if I like move around in them, and it's not just getting up and getting down.
Which, for the record, this one is.
Mm-hmm. That's specifically why I bought an ergo chair, because it's a 330 plus or something, I think.
I do have one question though.
Yeah.
What do all these fucking levers do? I still haven't figured that out. There's like a dial, like there's a little cranky windy boy that I don't understand what it does.
There's a lot of them.
I've cranked it, I've like dialed it all the way, and then some steam shot out, and then it didn't do anything. I don't understand what
this is. No, seriously, he's not joking. I'm too scared to mess with any of them, even though I kind of think I need to mess with them, because I have it in a spot where it's not like moving around anymore, and I'm like, I think we're good. Like,
yeah.
It's like it's a little bit of... There's an instruction manual, but I don't know where it went, and it was just a piece of paper that wasn't part of the instruction manual.
I read it for a while, and it never made sense to me.
Fair enough.
So... there is another type of chair that my dad told me to get, and I almost went with before I went with other people's choices. It's called
choice.
Dispatcher's chair.
I've heard,
which is
those.
A way cooler name than it is, but what it is, and there's also like a 24/7 chair or 24-hour dispatcher's chair. It's designed for 911 operators, because apparently the idea is there's like a chair at a desk, and there will be a butt in that seat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so they're designed to hold up for a long ass time.
It's like the equivalent of like nurse shoes, right? Like the shoes that nurses like are designed for nurses to like walk around like all fucking day, like 12-hour shifts every day of the week, type stuff.
My dad has one of those. He had in his office for like a decade and a half, and it was like, go with one of those. And it's like, okay. And then I was looking for them, and I could not find one I liked. So, but Instead, I just went with what my friend said, and that's probably fine.
Well, I mean, that's... now I feel like there's a lot more onus on me to have been giving you a better review, so I hope you don't hate it too much. Well, you know.
We'll find out. I mean, when it collapses and I bash my head open on the axe behind me,
then my...
it'll be your fault.
Yeah,
but...
that's fine. I mean, it was supposed to happen. That's what I wanted.
Although, ironically, if I were to fall over right now, I think I would actually crack my head open on a helmet, which is delightful.
Slightly ironic.
Yeah.
So, like...
mostly amusing.
You know how you take things for granted when you don't have to, like, think about them or, like, they're just around all the time? Like, when people are like, oh, you love the mountains, right? You live in Colorado. I'm like, no, actually, like, I don't really care either way. I've been here my whole life. Like, they're just kind of there, right? And people, like, move here specifically for the mountains.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, Amy's brother-in-law, or sorry, Amy's sister and brother-in-law are potentially going to move out here. And every day I get a new text message about what restaurants are around. And it's fun to see, like, Colorado through the new eyes of, like, someone moving here who really likes food as much as I do, you know? Of, like, oh, I Googled it, and I said, there's a Slice Works. Have you ever heard of it? And I'm like, I've never been there. I've never heard of it. And he's like, it's supposed to be the best pizza in Colorado. And I was like, well, cool. Now I don't have to do all this research. You're telling me what's going on. I don't have to, like, worry about it. This is awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, right? Like,
I haven't had that, but I have to admit that every time I see the stupid listicles that are the best blank in every state, like best Mexican food or sandwich shop or burritos,
it's like
or whatever,
always wrong.
I'm like, I gotta go look at that, and I've never once heard of the place in Colorado in my entire time reading those articles.
I always find them, and I'm like, they're like mentioning places that are like super mundane, it's like Panera, and I'm like, Panera's not like a place that you say is the best place in like California, like, you know.
I just keep seeing, like, boutique things I've never heard of that are, like, in this downtown Denver somewhere. I'm like, I'm sure that sandwich is good, but is it finding parking good?
Yeah, like, everything's just in Rhino, and, like, then you have to worry about, like, getting to Rhino. And it's like, well, that's not worth it.
Or I could go to this other place that's almost as good, but delivers.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Or you could be Kevin and fucking hack and, like, get Denver stuff delivered to your house for some fucking reason.
Boom.
It's because he's amazing and perfect. Perfect.
I don't quite understand how you pull that off, you beautiful, beautiful man.
I don't know, man. The North Glen is technically Denver.
Yeah,
no one knows that.
Almost exactly, or if not further north than our house, but it's just to the left of the highway, or the right of the highway, I guess, is kind of what it put me into.
So I shouldn't bitch. I do get actual delivered stuff from downtown, and I always feel bad for him, but...
Yeah, we're directly off of 25, so to get to us is pretty fast.
They make the decision. They wouldn't deliver there if they didn't want to, you know, like... Grubhub is like Uber, right? Like, people
two to tango there. To tango.
So you're good, Kendrick. You're not terrible for that.
That's
there's
fair.
So many
you're terrible. Yeah, you're terrible for so many other reasons, that one, man.
I will occasionally get stuff from the, the Rhinelander? There's a place downtown that's like German food. Rhinehouse.
I was like, Rhinelander's the one in Arvada, isn't it?
Yep, that's the one in Arvada. It's the Rhinehouse. Super overpriced German food, but it's really good German food.
It makes me wonder if that Golden Europe is still open.
Oh, man, I hope they
I know
are.
A place called the Golden Shower downtown.
That's not the same thing. Don't.
That's a little different. Just a little bit.
Well, I mean, so you've been there then. So you know it's different because
I'm just saying, it's just a little different.
Okay, fair. Kevin and I did, like, competitive smoking this weekend.
That can mean a lot of different things.
I don't think it was competitive.
No, it wasn't.
I thought it was
potluck. We did, like, a smoke and swap.
Yeah, so it's a competition wherein we all won.
Yeah. So, like,
you guys
I got
more so than us. But.
Oh, like, 11-pound brisket
like a
flat.
Like a puffin' pass?
Yeah, it is like a puffin' pass, actually. But but you don't, I guess you could breathe it in a little bit. Probably don't want to do it for very long, though.
Mm, smells good, though.
Like, stand over the smoker and just, like, fucking deep breaths.
You probably shouldn't.
Nah, probably not.
You got popcorn lungs from salmon.
He did a chicken, and I did a brisket flat. And I'm learning more about meat than I ever thought I would. Because now I know the difference between a packer, a brisket packer, a brisket point, and a brisket flat. Do you know what those... Do you want me to talk about that, or do you want me to get
those? I
have
no idea what those are, and I would like
you
to explain.
We're at minute 20, so how quick can you explain it?
Well, brisket packer is a flat and a point together. So, generally, a brisket packer is the ones you get that are, like, 20 pounds. Like,
they're big mamajamas.
Because a packer has... normally, a smaller brisket can have a point and a flat, too. But if you get a flat by itself and it's 11-pound flat, you know that fucking cow was, like, a god.
Jacked.
Yeah, it was like... you know that fucking, like, the packer they would have given you would have been, like, 20 pounds. It's not something you fit in a Masterbuilt ME30, like, 30 by 30-inch smoker. So I cut mine in half and gave half to Kevin, and he gave me some of his chicken. That's what it ended up being.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yep, I brined the chicken and soaked it in salt water overnight, and man, that thing was...
Yeah, brining chicken is probably the
juiciest,
best way to prep
delicious.
Chicken.
Delicious. Oh my god, it was so good.
Was it too smoky? That's the one thing I'm curious about.
The chicken?
Yeah.
You just...
No.
Well, you mean like just because he brined it, or you mean like because how he smoked it?
Well, I mean when you smoke it, because I mean, I've heard rumors of people smoking turkeys and they get off. It's like... Because you smoke it for so long because of the white meat getting all the way through that it gets so smoky that you're like, well, that sounds like it tastes like I'm eating an ashtray here.
And most of the time, I think you smoke for like 20 to 30% of the time you cook it, if not less. Like, I usually, if you're doing like an 8-hour smoke, I usually do like 3 hours of smoke. Or sorry, an 8-hour cook, you do 3 hours of smoke. Like,
Yeah, and that's, these chickens are small enough that they smoke pretty fast. So usually I just pull the smoke part off like early. So
fair
it's
enough.
Mostly you get a couple hours of smoke on there, and then you you just slow cook it the rest of the way, which is kind of the way it gets all juicy and stuff, because you're just very slowly bringing it up.
I did have some cold chicken today, and it was melting my mouth, so that's a good sign, like before I even cooked
it.
Yeah.
Raw chicken melts in your mouth.
Yeah, it's not raw, it's cooked, it's just cold.
Oh!
But I guess raw chicken
stuff on a sandwich, though, that smoked chicken on a sandwich. Is
good.
To die for.
I'm gonna put chicken and sausage on a sandwich tomorrow and call it.
Put pictures on the internet for
okay.
us.
I'm getting a little guilty about that because I feel like I put stuff on there all the time and people are like, "God, more meat! What a fucking asshole!"
Dude, just no. That's the opposite thing you should feel.
Yeah,
keep doing it.
Don't feel that. I almost put a picture of the Taco Bell I ordered the other day and I'm like, this is just sad.
You should do that because I feel I want to do that sometimes and be like, good times, bitch. And it's like, but I'm like, this is never going to compete with like someone's like amazing shit that they made all night long. So, anyway, I think we're out of time now. But
yeah, we're out of time. I just don't take pictures of food. I'll start putting pictures of food on there.
Yeah, I like that channel. It's fun.
Yeah, it's a good time.
I love it. Keep doing it. No one else who listening to the podcast gets to know what that channel means, so fuck all you people.
That's just for us.
If you like, comment, and subscribe, maybe we'll give you an invite to the Discord where you can come see.
Oh, is that that's how we monetize, right? We go Patreon, and then they get Discord access once they give us money.
That's actually a good idea. If anybody was actually listening,
once we figure out what we would do with the money, then yes.
Hookers and blow.
Probably. I already have a sufficient hookers and blow budget, so I don't know.
More hookers and blow.
I'm sold. Come check out our Patreon at patreon.com/sitsock. I don't think that's real. Don't go there. But do like,
comment,
subscribe.
I can make it real before this podcast posts.
Do it.
Let's not. Don't do
it.
Don't do that.
Do it and you're cool.
Just guys, just share us with your friends until we have double digit fans, and then maybe after 260 episodes, we'll be cool.
Hell yeah. Double-digit fans.
Double-digit fans is a band name.
Put it on there.
Bye.
Bye-bye.